Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, praise the magnificent name of the Lord. Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Dr. Bernard Johnson Network on the Blog Talk Radio. We're being heard literally all over the world. Can you imagine more than 100 million listeners, more than 195 countries? And to God be the glory. We're being heard in countries such as Africa, Asia, Russia, Spain, New Mexico, India, China, you name it, literally all over the world. And to God be the glory. We'd like to take a moment and introduce to you the man whom God has chosen for such a time as this. The man better known as the Billion Praise Man, the world's greatest gospel saxophonist, pastor of Amazing Grace International, the founder, president, and CEO of the First Fruit International Worldwide Prayer and Praise Convention, better known as the Billion Praise Convention. The man whom God has given a brand new spiritual awakening where people are coming together from all over the world simply to give God thanks. And now, the Chief International Ambassador, Chief Ambassador Dr. Bernard Johnson.
And thank you so much. God bless you, Ambassador Dr. Julie Hagen from Hagen, Georgia. God bless you. It's wonderful to be here tonight. Oh, it's been a busy day for me, but God has been good, so good to me, and I'm so happy to be here tonight as a part of the New Awakening. Somebody's catching this. Amen. The New Awakening. Amen. Where people are really shifting from the thank you, or rather from the give me, to the thank you, thank you, thank you. Yeah, they're shifting from the hands out to the hands up. Mm-hmm. And they want to give God glory and praise for what he's already done. Why shouldn't they? The senior saints used to sing the song, he's done so much for me, I cannot tell it all. He takes all my sins away. And they were right, amen. He's done so much for us, we cannot even tell it all. Yeah. He takes all my sins away and blesses us over and over and over again. Who wouldn't want to praise him? Who wouldn't want to give God glory and adoration for all the, I mean, so many things that he does for us? My God. Yeah, we want to give him glory and adoration. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank him for all that he's done. It's a wonderful time to thank him, a wonderful day to thank him, a wonderful day to give him adoration. Yeah, we just bless his holy name. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. We have this new format on the blog line. It's catching on a little bit now. And that is simply we were just asking you for your prayer request. God has proven himself. And if you got a prayer request, if you got the faith, God does have the power. And he will make a way out of no way for you.
Yes, he
will. Let him know what your prayer request is. I believe he'll answer it. But it takes the faith and believing in God. You know, just believe him. Believe him. Believe him. If you have the faith as a grain of a mustard seed, you can even speak to a mountain and tell the mountain to move out of your way.
Hallelujah.
In the Bible, that the mountain will move. Yeah. All you have to do is have the faith, and with works, God will move a mountain for you. Mm-hmm. So in just a moment, I'm going to open up the line for a prayer request. This is simply making your request known on this line, and we certainly want to pray for you. God has answered so many prayers. I mean, just numerous prayers. Oh, God, so many. And he's not through yet. He's only just begun. So if you got the faith and you believe in God, make your prayer request known. And just see what God will do.
Yeah.
It will be spectacular. Amen. Because he is just a spectacular God. and all the things he does is just so spectacular.
Yes, Jesus.
In just a moment, I'm going to open up this line for your prayer. Think about it. Do you want to sit there and not say anything, or do you want your prayers answered? Some people have been sick, and simply because they made their prayer request known, and the saints of God prayed for them, they were healed. Just went back to the old church again, you know. They believe in letting the people of God pray for them. If I could just make it to church, and my pastor, or my, or the mother of the church, or somebody, one of the saints prays for me, I know I'll be all right. Where's that faith? Like it used to be. Amen. Amen. It saved a lot of money. Yeah. You just can believe. All right, the line. Get ready to open up the line for prayer requests. Do you have one? Make it known. The line is open to you. Anybody have a prayer request? All you have to do is just speak out and let them know. Okay, the line's open. Anybody?
This is Mother Wilson.
All right, go ahead, Mother Wilson. I heard you.
I'm requesting prayer for my sister Morty. She's her legs are swollen and she can't hardly walk, and they had diagnosed her with cancer, and they did surgery. They said it was gone, but she's having problems, and she don't know exactly what it is. Her feet and legs are swollen so bad she can't hardly walk on them. So I'm requesting prayer for her, and don't forget about me.
Okay. And her name is Maudie, you say?
Maudie, M-O-R-D-I-E, Kennedy.
Kennedy.
Yes, sir.
Okay. So we'll pray for Maudie and you. All right.
Yes, sir.
That's the only ones. Amen. Well, let me open it up a little bit more. Anybody else? Just before I heard you, Sister Lucille, there was one other. I believe Ambassador Frierson.
Yes.
Go ahead.
This is Ambassador Frierson, area code 616. I'm just thanking God for my healing because I know my healing is on its way. My knees are swollen and it bothers me to stand up and sit down. But
for your knees?
I'm requesting prayer, yes.
Jesus.
Marty is having problems with swelling too.
Yes.
My
yes.
God. That's something. All right, we'll pray for that swelling in both persons. All right,
thank
Sister
you.
Lucille.
God bless
you.
I'm asking prayer for myself, Elson, Kiwan, and Galen, and their dad. His name is Eddie Cook. That we make the right decisions in our lives, me and him.
Okay. That's for sure. All right, I got it. Anyone else?
Praise the Lord. This is Sister Victoria from Chicago.
God bless you, Sister Victoria.
God bless you. God bless you, everybody on the line tonight. Please, I want to offer a prayer for my mother, Hattie, H-A-T-T-I-E, Davis, D-I-V-I-S. She has Alzheimer's. She has not talked in about 6 or 7 months. Tonight, she grabbed the phone from my sister and started talking to me. I want you to continue to pray that the Lord will just continue to work on her and touch her. And she knew who I was tonight. I just praise God. Continue to pray for her mind, that God refresh her and renew and restore her mind. That's what I've been praying for. Hattie
praise
Davis.
Praise the Lord.
My God.
Thank you.
Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm.
Your last name for the beginning.
My last name is Rollins, R-O-L-L-I-N-S.
Uh-huh.
Sister Victoria Rollins.
All right. Is there anyone else who has the faith to believe the Lord?
Yes. My prayer request is for my sons, Ryan and Remington, especially Remington with you know, his mind. He's a 15-year-old, and just and myself also, and I'm just trying to stand on Psalms 138 and 8, where it says, "The Lord will perfect that which concerns me."
Yeah.
So I'm just praying that God will work it out according to His good.
He's going to. Mm-hmm. Praise the Lord.
You didn't give us your name.
Oh, this is Deborah Pryor.
This is Pryor.
My area code is 708.
Yes, ma'am. All
thank
right.
you.
You've been with us a long time, Sister Pryor, and we thank God for you. All right? Asking God to
thank
do
you.
Miracles. All right, is there anybody else? All right. Is that it? Anybody else have a prayer request? All right, here's our format. I want to pray for you all. And then I'm going to ask the saints to join us as we thank God for you and for other things 1,000 times.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to ask people all in Africa and India, Asia, Russia, Spain, France, Germany, everywhere. I want to ask all of you if you would join me tonight. Amen. And thank God at least 1,000 times with us.
Thank you, Jesus.
Oh, He's able to do exceeding abundantly above all we ask or even think. Amen. God bless you. Heavenly Father, I want to thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
Hallelujah.
You are so over awesome. Nobody like you. I'm not going to try to search the world all over. Lord, you found me. I was lost. And you gave me a right to the tree of life through Jesus. And I just already know that I'm on the best program ever. And that you are in my life. You've already changed me and helped me. Thank you very much. And yet you haven't given up on me. Thank you so very much. I'm here, Lord. Oh, thank you, Jesus. I'm here to ask you, oh, God, to look on Mother Wilson. I'm asking you from my heart, Lord. Look on her. All this swelling, I pray that you curse it and let it be delivered in the name of Jesus. I've taught the people that whenever you're in the room, everything is subject to you. And I believe that with all my heart, that all you have to do is step in the room and everything obeys you.
Thank you.
Look on Marty Kennedy. God, all that swelling in her legs, God, it must go down. Thank you for giving her a miracle when they thought she had cancer. And you said no. It proves what I was telling people, that God, just as they have a boss on their job, and they obey that boss on their job, God, cancer has a boss too. It's not a free agent to do everything it wants to do. It must obey you. You are the big boss. Thank you for saying no. And cancer had to get out of there. Thank you. And what is swelling in the legs compared to cancer? That arrogant demon saying that I got it when nobody else can put me out. God, you put it out with just stepping in the room. It has to get out. I ask you in the name of Jesus, let this swelling get out of her legs by stepping in the room. Look on, my God, Sister Frierson, too. Step in the room. Command those knees. Go down, and that swelling to leave. Swelling, I address you all over America through this block line. Whatever you're trying to do, I come against you in the name of Jesus. God, move by your power. touch and heal. Oh, God, heal those legs, heal those knees. Oh, God, the devil doesn't want people to stand for you.
Yes.
Doesn't want them to have sweetness from aches and pains because their minds become more concentrated and concentrated on you. Yeah. He didn't want you, the people to concentrate on you. He wants them to be disturbed. He wants confusion to be there. That's why I got mad when I taught about two voices that can only talk to people. Because he wants people to be confused. Yeah. Didn't want them to hear that. But I thank you for it, Lord. And even teach it more, I pray. That women, boys and girls, may be able to recognize when you're speaking and when you're not speaking. Certain things look good, God, but they can hurt so bad. Oh, God, look on the people and touch. Heal and deliver. Set free in the name of Jesus, we pray. I thank you for what you've done. But not only that, I thank you for what you're going to do.
Mm-hmm.
And what you're doing right now.
Oh, God.
Thank you.
Jesus, thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Feeding abundantly above all we ask and think.
Jesus.
And deliver, we pray. We give you the glory. We give you all the adoration.
Yeah,
and
God.
We give you praise. Give us a miracle, we pray, for the people, Lord, that they may be able to believe even more. Your miracle working power is on this line in the name of Jesus. Now, Lord, as we go into the mode of thanking you, we're thanking you for all these prayer requests being answered. I'm asking you to look on Sister Daddy Deborah Pryor, her son Ryan in Remington.
Yes,
God, touch Remington. Don't let the devil confuse his mind. You had me saying about recognizing the real voice of God for a reason. I believe it's for Remington, that you might rid him of anything that's trying to come against his mind. Look at here. Here's Victoria Rollins asking for prayer for Hetty Davis.
Yes,
she got mind problem, Alzheimer's, so the enemy wants her to think. But she started talking, and you restored that. I'm asking you to continue to restore it, Lord, that she might be able to recognize her loved ones in the name of Jesus. Give them peace in the midst of the storm. Oh, God. I'm asking you to touch Eddie Cook. Yeah. Oh, that's a prayer of Sister Lucille. Touch him. Lord, save them and bring them closer to you. And let them know the right decision that they need to make. Don't let them be caught up in a web, I pray. But give them the right decision as they make the right decision. I bind the enemy, and I put the blood of Jesus on that enemy. Sift him down like wheat, and let him drift down like dust in Jesus' name. Give the right decision to them and help them to recognize it, that it's you speaking. In the name of Jesus, I pray. Oh, thank you for your hand touch. Thank you for your power and for the blood.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you, Lord, for all things. Oh, God, we love you. We praise you. And we thank you. Thank you.
Hallelujah.
Look on Sister Victoria Rollins and help her too.
Thank you.
In a glorious, everlasting, blessed way. In Jesus' name. Look on Lady Betty, Dr. Betty Johnson. Touch her. And I pray that you heal her body in all aspects. In Jesus' name. And look on our granddaughter, Bria, and heal her. In Jesus' name.
Yes,
every
Jesus.
Person making a unspoken prayer request, you know all about it already. Bring healing. And thank you for the privilege of asking these few things.
Yes.
But now, God, we pray that you receive all of these things that we're praising you. and we give you the glory. Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
We bring our thank yous to you.
Thank
Jesus.
You, Jesus. Hallelujah, Boshe, God. We give you glory. Hallelujah, Shehe. Oh, God. Hallelujah, Shehe. Oh, God. Hallelujah, Boshe. Oh, thank you, Lord. Thank you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you, Lord. We give you glory. We give you glory. We give you glory, O God. Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Oh, thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Thank you. Thank you.
Glory. Hallelujah.
Thank you. Thank you,
Father. Thank you for your hand. Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Unto the children of men, Lord God.
Thank you.
Oh, we give you glory, Lord God, for showering us with daily benefits, oh God.
Thank you.
Oh, we bless your name, Jesus. We bless you for your loving kindness. Hallelujah, God, toward us, Lord God.
Thank you.
Oh, we give you glory. We give you honor, Lord God. We bless your name, Jesus.
Thank you.
Holy, hallelujah, holy God. Hallelujah,
God.
Bless your name, Jesus. We bless your name, God. Hallelujah, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, Lord. Glory. Hallelujah. Wonderful Savior, wonderful Savior, we bless your name, Jesus.
Thank you, thank you.
Wonderful Savior, we bless your name, God. Hallelujah.
Thank you
for being the love of my soul. Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you for being the peace in my heart, Lord God.
Thank you.
Lord, I bless your name. Bless your name. Bless your name, Lord God. Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Worthy Jesus. Worthy is the Lamb. Worthy is the Lamb.
Hallelujah.
Worthy to receive glory, honor, and praise. Hallelujah, Jesus. We bless you, Lord God. We glorify your holy name. Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Thank you, Lord. I give you glory. I give you glory. glory, I give you glory, hallelujah, Jesus, who you are. Thank you, thank God, we bless your name, Jesus.
Thank you,
thank you.
Jesus, wonderful Jesus, wonderful Jesus, you are good, Jesus.
Thank you,
God, I bless your name, Jesus. Give you glory, Lord God, I give you honor, Lord God, I bless your name. Bless your name, Father. Lamb of God, you are worthy, Lord God. Worthy is the Lamb. Worthy, worthy is the Lamb of God. Worthy, worthy is the Lamb. Worthy, worthy to be praised, my Lord God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Jesus,
you are worthy, Lord God. Hallelujah,
Thank you.
Hallelujah.
Thank you.
The blood.
Thank you.
The blood.
Thank you. Thank you.
That's it. Thank God for that.
Thank you.
Amen. said you have to quit it. You retired.
Sure
thank
did.
You, Lord. Nobody but the Lord. Hallelujah.
Nobody but Jesus. I know
thank
Jesus
you,
did
Jesus.
That for me. I know he did that for me.
Thank you, Lord.
Praise
thank
God. Praise God.
Thank you, Lord.
For you.
Jesus.
And God gave you a bona fide miracle. Amen.
Yes, he did. Yes, he did. Praise the Lord.
All right. All right. Beautiful. Anybody else want to give a praise report? They're so jumping there. You don't want God to look like he didn't do something for you. But if he
I think.
We hear you. Go ahead.
Well, I thank God for each of you. I thank God that he created us to praise and worship him. And I thank God for each of you as you encourage others to usher in the spirit of God. I thank God for this Holy Week and what it represents. And I thank God especially for the healing that he's doing, for the things that he's doing that we don't even see. And I thank God for faith. And one time I was taught the greatest faith is for salvation, because we really won't see it right here and now, but we know it in our hearts and we feel it. So I thank God for increasing our faith every day, and that we can encourage others to look to Jesus, because if he is lifted up, he'll draw all men unto him. And what we really need in this world is peace, and Jesus is the Prince of Peace, so we need to follow him. So I thank God for the peace that he's given, and a special thank you for my friend Villa in Ohio, her from my friend's mother. She sent me a picture of a car that her mother was in a really bad car accident a few days ago, where the car looks like it was almost total, but her mother is okay. So I thank God that he gives us traveling
mercy. Praise the Lord.
And he'll continue to give us traveling mercy, be in the car, on the bus, or even just walking, because a girl was hit too that was on a bike, she said, but I think she's in the hospital. So I continue to thank God for what he does and how he puts that hedge of protection around us.
Yes, Lord. Praise the Lord.
Thank God.
We praise
thank
the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Anybody else have got time for another one? You got a praise report? Tell them the goodness of Jesus. Somebody,
hallelujah.
God healed.
Hallelujah.
And why don't you tell it? Somebody was broke and you couldn't pay your bills, and God made a way for you.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank
you didn't have
Father.
Enough money.
Thank
God
you,
made
Father.
A way for
you. Thank you, Father.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah, Jesus. Glory to your name.
All right. Is there a prophecy or anything? Okay, let's go to God. And God, we want to thank you for every one of these praise reports and for these prayers. We just believe that you did it. We even thank you 1,000 times in advance, believing and counting our own joy, because you've been able to touch, heal, and deliver for everything you've done for the people. And we thank you for it, Lord. Thank you.
Thank
you,
Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
All right. God bless all of you all on the blog talk tonight. Amen. Know that God is making a line for healing, and look like this one is. Amen. We know the mother line has been used over and over again for healing. But now, the blog used all over again for healing. God bless all of you. Don't want to hold you longer than we are. We just want God to get the glory out of what he's doing for you. All right? Let's go here tonight. And we've had a great, great, great off-the-chain night. Yeah, with the praise reports and prayer requests going up. And God answering, in Jesus' name. All right, I'm going to let you who are asleep, y'all can go on sleep now.
Yep.
Praise the Lord. Amen. All right, have a wonderful night. You are dismissed.
Thank you, John.
With this prayer.
Thank you.
All right, go ahead.
Thank you, John. My question. This is Sister Jolene Garnett. Are we having a study on Wednesday night?
Am I having what?
The shut-in.
Yes, we're going to have a Wednesday night. And Sister Fries and Ambassador Beck. Amen. All right. Anybody, let me, are you there?
Sister Frierson.
Okay, go ahead and do that for a moment and see who wants to take. I know, let me see, I have the 9 o'clock hour.
Can you pass me a pen, please?
Beg pardon?
Okay.
The 9:30 hour, I believe it was requested that Ambassador Hodges and the children would have that. And take it from there.
Okay.
This is Drs. Betty Joyce Johnson and Dr. Bernard Johnson.
Okay, Dr. Johnson, I'm not quite ready. I'm not quite there. Hold on, please.
Okay, well, let me have it until you get there. Let me know when you are. So, 9:30 to 10 is Ambassador Hodges and the children. Okay, what about the 10 to 10:30? Who wants?
I take
like
that, Dr. Johnson.
Give me your name.
Oh, I'm sorry, this is the rush. I take from, 9:30 to 10?
Yes. Okay. No, 9:30. No, you have to take 10 to 10:30.
Okay, so, I take from 10 to 10:30. Mary
Renata
Jones.
Okay,
all right.
I'd like to have the 10:30 to 11, me and Mother Dixie. Sister Jolene Garnett.
10:30.
Jolene Garnett.
Jolene Garnett and Mother Digby.
Yes, sir.
Jesus.
Okay. Are you there, Sister Frazer?
Yes, I am. Okay.
All right, let me.
From 10 to 10:30. I'm sorry. Did you say from 10 to 10:30 or 10:30 to 11?
10 to 10:30
is Sister. I'm sorry, I can't
hear you. 10 to 10:30 is Sister Rush and Sister Renata Jones.
Repeat that again, please.
10 to 10:30 is Sister Thelma Rush.
Okay, 10:30.
Thelma Rush and Ambassador Thelma Rush and Ambassador-elect Thelma Rush, Ambassador-elect Renata Jones.
Okay.
And then 10:30 to 11, it's Ambassador-elect Geraldine Garnett and Ambassador-elect Mother Digby. You can
take
it from 11 o'clock to 11:11. Why don't somebody take it from 11 to 12? That's not a long time. Or whatever the Lord needs to take.
Okay, from 11 to 12?
Yes, or if they want to take 11 to 11:30. That's
11 to 11:30?
Yeah, but some of these ambassadors elect and ambassadors are able to take an hour. Amen. They're not babies. They're not novice. Amen. And I'm not saying that anybody who does that is a novice. But I'm saying that they're able to take an hour. Amen. With no problem. Why don't you do that? Amen. Amen. But the 11:30 is open to you if you want it. All right?
11:30 to 12?
I'll take it.
The 11 to 11. Who's taking the 11 to 11:30? Who's taking that?
I'm about to say, like Mother Wilson. I'll take that 11:30 to 12.
11:30 to 12, Mother Wilson. Thank you, Mother Wilson.
Okay.
Get back to 11 to 11:30. That's not true. I don't think.
Okay, 11 until 11:30. Who's taking that?
I'll take that.
Okay, I heard two voices.
You got to give us your name.
Evans Baker.
That would be, that I grew up to 11, but that's okay. Let it stay like it is.
Okay, what were you saying? So you were, Mother Wilson, you were taking from 11 to 12, or what were you saying?
Yes, I was taking from 11:30 to 12. When nobody.
I have you down for that, Mother Wilson.
Beg pardon?
Yes, we have you down for 11:30 until 12 midnight.
All right. Thank you.
And we have Evangelist Baker down for 11 p.m. until 11:30 p.m.
Okay.
Who would like to take 12 to 12:30? Who would like 12:30 to 1? Who would like to take 1 to 1:30? Would someone like to take 1:30 to 2? I hear something. Is that a yes? Okay.
All
would
right.
Someone like to take 2 to 2:30? Who would like to take 2:30 to 3? Would someone like to take 3 to 3:30? What about 3:30 to 4?
You know, I'm hearing that song as the old Negro spirituals couldn't hear nobody pray.
Okay. Who would like to take 4 to 4:30?
Maybe they'll tell you tomorrow.
That sounds like Mother Wilson. Mother Wilson, are you taking from 4 to 4:30?
No, I said everybody seems like they sleep. Maybe they'll answer tomorrow.
Oh, okay. Well, maybe so. Okay, we're at 4:30 to 5. 5 to 5:30, 5:30 to 6. Okay.
Okay. I'll try 4 a.m. to 4:30.
I'm
sure I'm awake. Mm-hmm.
What's your name again?
Deborah Pryor.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Ambassador-elect Deborah Pryor, P-R-Y-O-R?
Yes.
Okay. Are there any other takers? We have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11. 11 more slots available. Okay, well, thank you. You are now back in the hands of Dr. Bernard Johnson.
All right. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Lex Pryor, and God bless you.
God bless you. Oh, Dr. Johnson?
Yes, uh-huh.
Okay, now the shut-in is next week.
Yes.
Okay, so the shut-in is going to be the 5th, I believe that's the 5th Wednesday.
Oh, no, it has to be. No. It's the 4th Wednesday. Do we have another Wednesday in the month?
Yes, we do.
All right, it's the last Wednesday in the month, so it must be the 5th Wednesday. All right. Read it again so all minds will be clear. Starting with Drs. Johnson and Dr. Bernard Johnson from 9 to 9:30. Okay.
Okay, you went from 9 to 9:30. Okay, Dr. Johnson.
And Dr. Betty Johnson.
Okay. And from 9:30
to 10.
10 is Ambassador Gina
Hodges
and the youth.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Okay. Okay.
And 10.
9 to 9:30, Dr. Bernard Johnson and Lady Betty Johnson. From 9:30 until 10, I can't read my own writing, but following Dr. Johnson and Lady Betty Johnson will be Ambassador Gina Hodges and the youth from 10 until 10:30. Ambassador-elect Thelma Rush and Sister Renata Jones. 10:30 to 11, Mother Bigsby.
Okay, go ahead.
10:30 to 11, Mother Bigsby and Ambassador-elect Geraldine Garnett. 11.
And both of them are Ambassador-elect, and both Ambassador-elect Thelma Rush and Ambassador-elect Renata Jones.
Okay.
Then, okay.
Okay. From 11 a.m. until 11 p.m. until 11:30 p.m., we have Evangelist Baker. Now, she's an ambassador. Is that correct?
She's a prophetess, Prophetess Baker. But the title of the
video. Okay, Prophetess Baker. From 11:30 until 12, Ambassador-elect Mother Wilson. And
correct.
Then we go from 4 to 4:30, Ambassador-elect Deborah Pryor. And that's it for right now. And you said that the shut-in won't be this week, Wednesday, but it will be next week, Wednesday.
Let me look at that calendar while you talk a minute. Amen. Open it up again. Somebody might want to jump in there and take another time.
Okay, from 12 midnight to 12:30.
Let me say this.
It's open.
I'm a little surprised at prayer warriors who are so hesitant to pray. That's unusual. Amen. I'm so hesitant to pray. It's difficult to understand. Okay? It is the 29th of March, the last, no, it's the 30th of March. The last Wednesday in this month is the 30th. That's what it is. It's the 30th of March.
Okay, so it's next week.
Next week.
Okay.
So we'll give him time. I'm going to ask God, and I don't know when he's ever failed me. God, I have done what you told me to do, to try to have prayer all night long, just to worship you and to praise you. Either you gave me this idea or it was the devil. It was either the devil or you. Who was it? Lord, speak to my heart. Did you give it? Did the devil say, pray unto God all night long and thank him for it? Because by the actions of the people who claim to be your people, who do you so badly, God, and you do them so good, they don't even want to leave prayer to you 30 minutes. Now, God, I'm just letting them hear how I talk to you. They don't even want to lead prayer to you for 30 minutes, and you take hours and hours to bless them. Just seem to be doing you, let me just talk like I talk, Lord. It seem to be doing you so dirty. They seem to do you so dirty. I don't know why you bless them. I really don't. People who treat you so mean and so terrible, I don't know why you bless them. Everything they have, you gave to them. And yet, I have to go through this, seem like every month, how people don't want to lead any prayer to you. And so, God, I'm just telling you, you told me to make a report to you. I'm making this report to you that I believe beyond a shadow of a doubt that I'm doing your will by having this all-night prayer once a month to you. I've opened it up for people who claim to love you, who claim to be prayer warriors, who claim to want to stand for you. And I've asked them over and over again to lead prayer. Some 30 minutes, I've even offered an hour to some, and none of them would take it. In other words, they don't want to talk to you by their actions. They don't want anybody to talk to you nor to lead it. Or if they do, they don't want to lead anybody to talk to you for an hour, and they don't want to lead anybody to pray for 30 minutes. What kind of people do you have? They're like the old Israelites that would pray to anything else, melted their gold down in the wilderness, and then start worshiping and go to idol. As long as there's money involved, they're willing to do it. But you came in and said that you couldn't take it, and you began to let a plague hit them. I remember that, reading that in the Bible. Now we got these new Israelites that seem to be just as bad or worse than the old ones. What are you going to do about it, God? I've offered it to them. I don't know, but I'm going to leave it with you. Certain things I have to leave in your hands. You deal with them. And thank you for them in Jesus' name. Amen. God bless y'all. Have a wonderful night. God bless you.
God bless you.